Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and let's talk about the MBTA, because today, Governor Charlie Baker filed new legislation that would overhaul who controls the T's finances.
The special panels concluded that the governance and the organization of the MBTA must be strengthened. Our administration agrees with their recommendations, and today we are filing an act for a reliable, sustainable MBTA.
That's Governor Charlie Baker today. In addition, the entire board of the Massachusetts Department of Transportation resigned this week, seemingly making way for Baker's proposed new panel. Well, joining us now is Senator Thomas McGee, Senate Chair of the Joint Committee on Transportation. Senator McGee, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us is Rafael Maris, Senior Attorney with the Conservation Law Foundation. Rafael, welcome back to you.
Thank you for having me, too.
Well, Senator McGee, let me start with you. I mean, because, as Governor Baker said, his special panel asked for the creation of a new fiscal control board for the T. Today's bill isn't necessarily a surprise at all, but your first reaction, do you think that the governor could have some traction with this on Beacon Hill?
We've been planning to have a hearing Monday to have the panel in front of the Transportation Committee. The report came out, I don't know, about a week and a half ago, and so we had a lot of questions related to the report. It was, in many ways, it was a PowerPoint as much as anything else, identifying recommendations and highlighting some things. But I think there's a lot of those issues need to be fleshed out, and a lot of, I think, questions that I think some of the committee members will have related to some of the specifics that are behind the recommendations that weren't included in the report.
Mm. You know, the devil absolutely is always in the details, but let me just ask you kind of a basic question. I mean, do you think that having a new fiscal control board, that the governor would have a lot of control over himself, that would actually help the MBTA?
The board, all the board members resigned, and there's a number of pieces of legislation, particularly in 2009 and 2013, that really give broad, I think, powers and opportunity for the administration to take many of the actions that were suggested in the recommendations. Those two pieces of legislation, I think if you look at probably 80% of what the recommendations of the board were, the administration can actually take action right now. So I would hope that now that the other board has resigned, that those actions with the secretary and the GM would begin to do some of the things that I think the report speaks to. But I think, more importantly, the question is, what is the appropriate governance? And when we passed legislation in 2009, we actually put together a whole transportation system under one Department of Transportation. We eliminated the Turnpike Authority. We took the MBTA and Highway and all the other different agencies, including the regional transit authorities, incorporated them into one Department of Transportation, which we felt, and I still believe, was the right direction to go. So to try and separate the T out of what is a larger transportation system, I'm not convinced that that's the right direction to go. And if anything that we've learned over the last couple of months, or starting in February with all of that snow, is every mode of transportation is interconnected. If you were going to drive in, you were stranded.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to take the train, so everything is connected. So to kind of separate the T out, again, was not what the intention of the legislation was in the past, and I don't know that that's the right direction to go right now.
Well, Secretary of Transportation Stephanie Pollack spoke exactly to this point today, so let's listen.
This will not undermine 5 years of efforts to create a unified transportation system and one MassDOT. But the truth is, for now, the T needs the extra attention.
So, Rafael Maris, just your response to that. Do you think that Stephanie Pollack has it right, or do you share the concerns that the senator has?
I share the concerns for sure, and I think that embedded in this proposed legislation, and I urge people to look at it carefully, are serious cuts in revenue. It sets it up so that the control board is required to put together an operating budget for FY17 that relies on contract assistance that is lower than the contract assistance that even the governor is proposing right now for this coming fiscal year, which is $187 million. This sets it up to only cover the debt payments for legacy debt and central artery debt, plus taking employees off of the capital budget, which are all good ideas. but that currently stands at roughly $178 million. So that's less than that. And next year, based on the pro forma that was put together for the Transportation Finance Act in 2013, the T was expected to get $260 million instead of the $178 that this proposes. That is a serious cut.
Well, Rafael, let me just jump in here because I think Governor Charlie Baker may have some powers of prognostication, because here's what he said to the fact that he believed that he knows that not everyone's going to be thrilled about his legislation.
We never expected that our recommendations or the panel's recommendations or that this legislation would be met with, you know, unicorns and rainbows.
You're not expecting unicorns and rainbows, are you, Rafael?
We were not, no. But I got to tell you, in addition to the T's budget being cut by that much, we're also looking at a cut for the transportation system as a whole. The Commonwealth Transportation Fund was supposed to get more than $500 million over the next 5 years, pursuant to the 2013 law. And this proposed legislation by the governor eliminates all that money. So we're going to be short over $500 million over the next 5 years for the transportation system.
Rafael Maris is senior attorney at the Conservation Law Foundation. Rafael, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And Thomas McGee, Massachusetts State Senator and Senate Chair of the Joint Committee on Transportation. Senator McGee, thanks so much for your time as well.
Thank you very much.